Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is tough for a lot of businesses as this coronavirus pandemic continues and businesses are closed, but also some great news in how people are pulling together. Joining us right now is Amy Gill. She and her husband, of course, own Hotel St. Louis. They just, a few weeks ago, opened Seven Gables Inn, or reopened it, in Clayton. They have the Holiday Inn, Route 66, and a number of hotels in other communities. But Amy, you are not one to let situations get you down. So let's start first with what you're doing to help people who are medical workers or maybe laid off hospitality workers.
So we have a new program we started calling it Hospitality Heroes, because we started thinking about all the people in hospitality who are, you know, laid off and don't have a kitchen, don't have supplies at home. So we've started this program where we will offer curbside meals to people who are laid off, to also to healthcare workers, because we thought people that are working a lot of hours, to be able to swing by and just pick up a quick meal to go at a really cheap price. So we're doing it at our cost. We're not making any money. And we're doing, you know, just simple things, hamburgers, macaroni and cheese. We have chicken sandwiches. We have chicken tenders in case you have kids. Just things that are quick and easy for people to pick up and go. It's $6. We just wanted to see if we could help people by offering, you know, cheap back-cost meals so that people could have something that's easy to get to. You know, we're doing other things for our employees. We've had kind of a, you know, order food through our kitchen so that they can order groceries through our kitchen and pay wholesale rates while all of this is going on. Because a lot of people are having trouble, you know, accessing unemployment. They're having trouble accessing, you know, the small business loans.
The restaurant community is really tight in St. Louis. What is the hospitality industry like? Because restaurants and hotels have been extremely hard hit.
I have to give a big shout out to Allison Mace at Sauce Magazine. She's put together a Facebook group, How to Support STL Restaurants Through COVID-19, which has a lot of the restaurants out there. Explore St. Louis has done an amazing job putting all the people out that, if you go to Explore St. Louis, they have a whole list of everybody who's offering carry out and delivery and, you know, all those things to try to get through this. All of us are banding together to do, you know, whatever we can to try to help. I know the people at Union Station are housing some of the police officers that may have been exposed. Lots of us have volunteered to, you know, try to help in any way we can. I know a lot of people are asking about hotels turning into hospital beds. I know there's a lot of conversation about that in St. Louis. And I think almost every hotelier has volunteered to do that because we all want it to be okay, right? And we want people to be okay. If people are thinking, well, what can I do to help? I definitely think supporting the restaurants that are open, ordering curbside, a nice word on Facebook for the carryout that you do get goes a long way, I know. So, you know, all those like just small things that help people in St. Louis realize we're all in this together.
Are people staying in hotels? What is occupancy like?
Well, not good. So we recently opened Seven Gables, and then we've subsequently closed it for at least the next couple of weeks just because occupancy is so low. There are people coming in, people that are consulting to the hospitals that are staying at some of the hotels. But for the most part, we're not really doing hardly any business. You know, we'll get through it. And you know, we're really lucky at Hotel St. Louis. We also have residents. So it makes our staff happy because they're around and at least you see people and talk to people. I know some of the hotels have closed. A lot of them have closed. just shut the doors.
That is Amy Gill of Restoration St. Louis, Hotel St. Louis, and many other businesses in town and around the Midwest.